Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Eric bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Doug Obie is our guest. Douglas Obie is the name of the book, Money and the Human Condition. He's a retired CFP, certified financial planner, and one of the smartest guys we know. Doug, thanks again for being here. We were talking earlier in the previous segment about the valuation of the stock market. What's driving the valuation? Is it earnings? Is it the government's, the Fed's easing of their monetary policies? Is it the government's tax situation, the low taxes? That's helped over the last few years. Now we have to talk about what is all this doing to inflation. You know, Doug, one of the interesting things over the last 20 years or so has been the Fed's trying to push the economy to be at 2% inflation, and they haven't had any luck. And, of course, a large part of this has been technology. Technology has been a big driver of holding – a big force in holding down inflation. But with all this new money out there, all the bankers are telling me – that they have 6x the deposits in regular accounts in their bank, six times more than they usually would have. With all this money, with the world is awash in cash, how could this not be inflationary, Doug?
Because the only thing that causes inflation is velocity of money. Velocity meaning, when, you know, you pay me a dollar to, you know, mow your lawn, and then I take that dollar and I buy a piece of pizza, and then the pizza guy buys, you know. And the more often that dollar changes hands, that's velocity, mm-hmm. All right? It's the velocity is actually falling, all right? So you're going to have a hard time having an inflationary environment.
Which is why the money is in the bank.
Exactly. Well, the current savings rate is 18.7%.
Which is almost unprecedented for America, isn't it?
Oh, last time we talked, Jim, in February, the savings rate was 10%. Now it's 18.7.
Wow. Yeah. And historically, and it's like 5 or 6 or 7%.
Correct. All right. And you have the – in 2020, growth, all right, GDP – dropped 3.5%, the biggest drop since 1946. Mm-hmm. And yet you had the stock market hitting all-time highs continually. And right up until yesterday, the S&P and the NASDAQ both hit record highs.
Yeah.
All right. So when the economy has done so poorly, how is the stock market going so crazy? And a lot of it has to do with that savings rate and the stimulus money. It's not being spent because velocity is going down, all right? It's being saved, as we know, all right, based on your bankers telling you and the current savings rate, all right? And you have a lot of less sophisticated people with money on their hands because keep in mind, everyone got the stimulus check, not just the people without jobs, all right? So they have free money, and it's going into Robinhood accounts and the stock market. And a lot of what's driving the stock market is very unsophisticated money, just throwing money at it.
And that is a train wreck waiting to happen. Because the big guys have already got the algorithms built for when they're going to get out. It's going to happen in the middle of the night sometime in the future before the regular person can even know what to do.
Right. And yet you have a lot of very smart experts out there that manage money, hedge funds, what have you, that don't know, literally don't know, and why they're staying in the market, what the Fed will do in response to when that eventuality happens.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They simply don't know if the stock, what the Fed can do, I mean, certainly the Fed we know can drop interest rates even further.
They can print money.
They can stop buying money, I mean, buying bonds on the long end to bring, you know, interest rates down, which affect mortgage rates and bring those down even further, which there's precedent for. Japan has done all this long before us.
Right.
All right. Mortgage rates in Japan,
how is this going to affect inflation in the marketplace?
In the regular, you know, supermarket, you know, people buying things, right now, I mean, right now there's a tug of war between deflation and inflation. And inflation is winning a little bit right now because you've had disruptions in some supply chains.
Mm-hmm.
That
the housing market, the housing market is contributing to it. Yep.
Absolutely. You know, yep. The housing has gone crazy. Rents are up. But, you know, a lot of that isn't included in certain
inflation measurements.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Correct. All right. But you have right now you have a labor force participation rate of 61.4. Pre-pandemic, that was 63.4%. All mm-hmm. right. There's over 10 million able-bodied men and women between the ages of 25 and 54 that are not even being counted.
And yet we can't find people to work. But when we come back after the break, I want you to tell us, you've told us what's causing this inflation, but how are we going to reconcile this? How is it going to play out over the next 12 to 24 months? Because folks, we're sitting on a bomb, in my opinion. Monetary bomb, an economic bomb, an equities bomb. We're sitting on something that's very volatile, very unstable, I'm afraid. And I'll ask Doug if he agrees with me after the break. Tim Tim, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.